But we're going to start off right away with our first interview of the morning with our friend Jared Nicholson, who is on the Lynn School Committee, and I'm sure we have a lot to find out and discuss here. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing okay, actually. You know, hunkered down and get out for a walk or a run occasionally, maybe a visit to the grocery store or the pharmacy, but that's about it. How are things on your end?
I'm doing well. We are obviously very concerned about the impact this is having on public schools and here at home. My wife works at Mass General Hospital, and so that has been, as you can imagine, a stressful experience as well.
Can I ask what she does there?
She's a midwife, so she delivers babies.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, the babies keep coming, and my wife is there for them with her team.
That must be a little extra stressful on her and the moms at this point. But I have to say, I've had a recent experience at Mass General back in December, and it's been ongoing. And that is the most amazing place I have ever heard of or seen or been to. Every single person we've dealt with there, from people who greet you at the door to security workers to custodians to the top of the chain, has been fantastic. So I hope she has a good experience. And I know that it's gonna be a little anxious for all of you guys.
Absolutely. Well, I'm so glad to hear you've had that experience. And I know that team is doing their best in these really uncertain times.
Absolutely. All right, let's start with your overview first of all. Jared, I guess the first thing I want to know is, are you still having school committee meetings? And I'm guessing that's by online somehow?
Yes, we are still having school committee meetings. We actually had an emergency meeting last week, and it was all remote. Everybody called in, a video conference, actually, and the local television was able to broadcast that, even though it was remote. So we are still meeting. We met last week, and we actually have a meeting tonight.
When you do the remote, are all of like the Brady Bunch, are all the pictures on screen so you can see each other, and if someone wants to speak, you sort of raise your hand?
That's exactly right. For people that don't have the video conference capability, they can call in with their phone, and so we wouldn't get the picture of them, but we'd hear them loud and clear. And everyone else, yeah, you can see everybody on the screen.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought it was just the committee members. Okay. All right. And what's your appraisal of that first meeting? How did it go? Because that had to be something new for everybody.
Yeah, I think it went really well. I mean, we did a test run the day before to make sure everybody's software worked. And yeah, it's the school committee, the mayor, obviously as the chair of the school committee, and the superintendent and his key team members. So you know, it's a group of about a dozen people, and everybody was able to make it work technologically. So I thought it was great that we were able to do that.
That is good. That's pretty amazing. Now, There's so much to talk about, I don't even know where to start. I think we'll start with sports, Jared, because obviously, you know, you're the chair of the sports committee. And maybe a little summary of what's happening there with the Lynn schools.
Well, you know, obviously it's really, really hard for our student athletes who have put so much time and effort over the years to see some of the culmination of that be canceled, postponed. I really feel for the winter sports who were still competing in the tournaments that had to be canceled, but we're really proud of the success that those teams had, and just the public health crisis doesn't take anything away from what they were able to achieve, and we're still really proud of that. There's great success, and we will find an opportunity, I'm sure, in the future to properly celebrate that success when this all comes over.
Yep.
So that's winter. I mean, for spring, it's more uncertainty. I think that the as you probably saw, the MIA is hoping to fit the season in May if we're able to all get back, and I surely hope that's the case. Obviously, we'll have to see what the public health guidance is at that time.
Well, we were talking to obviously covered the Lynn English team, and they were obviously disappointed, Coach Anderson and everybody disappointed that you know, they couldn't go to the final game, but they are state champs for the second year in a row, and I'm guessing at some point you're going to have a celebration for them, if not citywide, at least within the school system.
Absolutely. We're so proud of them. That back-to-back state championship is amazing. and we will be sure to celebrate them when we can, give them the celebration they deserve.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm skeptical whether the season's going to get underway for spring or not, but that's a story for another day, and we don't know at this point, and I know that we've been covering the MIAA plans as well. But you're right, it's so hard for seniors who have been planning on this for so long, but also for the juniors who need this, you know, to get onto their resume and to make their mark, but everything is on hold at the moment. I think everybody gets that, which leads me to my next question. What has been the response, Jared, that you know of from people within the community who have had to sort of had their kids transition to whatever is online? And maybe we could start with that. What is online for the kids right now? Is there sort of a formal or an informal learning curriculum that has begun?
Yes. So this has been a hard transition, but I've been really proud of the district in trying to make it work, and particularly the teachers who have, on a moment's notice, tried to create resources that would continue the learning that was happening in their classrooms, and the students. You know, I mean, it's such resilience for them to continue to try to log on and move forward. And I know this is a huge strain on the families and caretakers that are now trying to steward their kids' education from their living room, and that's really a challenge. So I understand this is difficult. We certainly are making an effort as fast as we can to get resources online. So each school has a page on the Lynn Public Schools website with activities and with curriculum. There's also a curriculum being developed specifically for remote learning, and this is all in process. As you can imagine, this was not something that the Lynn Public Schools was ready for, to instantly go remote after the centuries of in-person
yeah,
learning.
Really.
But we are working on it, and our staff, the teachers, the educators are doing a great job trying to get something out there as quick as we can, and that's consistent with state guidelines. And also cognizant of the fact that our students who have particular needs when they're in the classroom, those needs are all the more important for us to consider outside of the classroom. So talking about language barriers, special education, things like that.
Yeah, I can't imagine how complex this must be. And I just wonder, what is your role, or what is the school committee's role in this? Because obviously this puts an amazing burden on the superintendent, his staff, and of course all the educators in the buildings and so on. But because I'm asking questions here that might not be specific to what the school committee is doing and so on. So maybe explain what your role is in this, Jared, and is this a part of the agenda coming up and so on? What's the process?
Yeah, absolutely. So our role and responsibility is. At a high level, it's similar to what it was before this all happened, in that we are there to oversee and evaluate the superintendent and to make policy decisions and budget decisions. So the way it worked last week is we are obviously entrusting Dr. Tutwiler and his team to implement all of this and to come up with the plans, and we're able to get the update at the meetings and ask questions and channel the community feedback that we're getting. And then also help the superintendent get the word out about what he's doing, and kind of try to be that go-between the public schools and the community.
I know that
go ahead, sorry.
No, I was just going to say, anecdotally, I know I've known of people who have talked to me about being parents with young kids in particular, not necessarily high school, but young kids, and they're very frustrated in terms of, A, you know, the kids are all home at once, especially more than one kid in the family of young school age. B, the learning curve, keeping them, engaged, if I can use that term, online. And then three, or C, the idea that the parents are I don't want to say very frustrated, but there's an anxious time in parents trying to help kids do online learning. So I guess what I want to ask you is what is your feeling about the requirements of online learning at this point? In other words, if kids can't do so well on this, and maybe some teachers are a little more focused, a stricter curriculum, not a wrong word to use, but you know, they have a specific curriculum, they want their kids to learn, but kids are not able to do that. Obviously, down the road, whenever this thing is over and we can get back to school, those kids who, for want of a better term, couldn't keep up, they're obviously not going to be penalized. So this is all stuff. This is all kinds of stuff that the educators have to take into account too, I'm assuming. And have you heard that kind of thing from parents?
Absolutely, and I totally understand that anxiety, and it's something that we're really aware of. And so I think we're trying to find a way to do the best we can in continuing student learning while giving every benefit and understanding to the students who are going to struggle with this. And so it'll be not only being understanding in the moment now, but also we're going to have to talk the later this spring and this summer about how we're going to catch kids up in the fall, because we understand that there's going to be real gaps in learning, and it's going to be part of our comeback plan to try to meet those gaps.
Well, the whole world is on hold, and it seems to me that, you know, if we could just reset the calendar whenever that is, you know, if it's in June or July, all right, let's just call this March 13 or whatever. But obviously that's you know, that presents tremendous logistical problems for everybody. But Jared, the good news is that kids want to go back to school.
Right.
So, you know, the DPWs and so on have taken this opportunity to sterilize places, to clean the buildings and so on. So, in essence, they probably are able to do stuff that they couldn't do otherwise.
Yeah. I mean, I expect that once we are ready to go back, we're going to have a really eager population of students and educators who can't wait to get back into the building and see one another and continue their important work.
When is the next school committee meeting?
Tonight at 6 o'clock.
All right, and I'm guessing that COVID is at the top of the agenda everywhere.
Absolutely.
All right, Jared. Anything else you want to mention? Because I've sort of focused on the stressful stuff here, but again, that cannot negate the good work that happens in the Lynn school system, not only in athletics but also in academics, and it's a strain on everybody. But I'm guessing morale is probably okay.
Yes, and I, you know, I've been really impressed by the commitment of our team, the Lynn Public Schools. And I want to give a particular shout out to the employees who are staffing the lunch programs, the free lunch programs around the city, to grab and go at certain schools that allow students who rely on these free meals to come in and still get their meal, because they're still showing up to work, and they're working throughout all this and doing an amazing job, and it's a really special contribution that they're making, so I'm going to give them a shout-out.
I'm glad you did. I forgot to ask about that, and that's true all over the North Shore. Jared, please keep in touch, and please be safe, and once again, thank you so much for letting us you know, pick your brain for this information.
My pleasure. You too.
All right. Stay safe. Thanks, Jared. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.